Oh, that smile. See, that's the problem. That is the problem. What am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you. I've come to the conclusion, the completely irrefutable conclusion, that it is fundamentally unfair that you are you. It's not fair. No, I'm not being ridiculous. I've done my research. For as long as I've been alive, I've been meeting and analysing other people. And mostly, we're equal. One person might be stunningly intelligent, but another has a voice that, oh, it's like an angel, it makes you cry. One person has hair that's always perfect, has never heard of bedhead, but another one can make you laugh. Can make you just crack up like no one's business. But all in all, when you just look at everyone, we're all about the same level. We're all combinations of brilliant traits and questionable behaviours. We're our redeeming qualities and then our really dodgy ones. It works out as average. When you add it all up, when you take everything all together, but you, oh no, oh fucking no, not you. Something about you just, oh, you break all the rules. Something about you. Something about the way your eyes shine, the way your body moves. The way you walk into a room and everyone just lights up and flocks to you. Like we are moths and you are a dangerous flame. An unfair flame. There's something about your mind. The way it races, the way you think. Something about your voice. The tone. The echoes, oh, the way it makes me tingle. It's your confidence. Your smile. There's something about you that makes it impossible for people like me not to pine, to long, to just want you. And you know what? It's not fucking fair. It's not. It's not fair. It's not fair that you are so bloody you. It's not fair. And that's a logical conclusion. I've got the paperwork to prove it. Yes, I did the paperwork. You're missing the point. You are focusing on entirely the wrong thing. What you should be focusing on is how your hair should not smell that good. God, it's addictive. You should be focusing on your laugh and how it shouldn't be musical. Oh, it's not fair. That skin, it shouldn't be cold. It shouldn't make me want to wrap myself around you and just warm you up and never let you go. It shouldn't. That's... What you should be focusing on is that it's unfair. No one should be able to affect me like this. No one should be able to make me feel so... meh. Yes, meh. It's a scientific term. You have an effect on me. I don't even know. You make me forget how to speak, how to breathe, how to function like a normal person. You make me base. You make me quiver with excitement, shiver with uncertainty. When you get close, I light up. To be honest, you fuck me up something rotten. And that's not fair. You make me forget that I am a grown woman. A a grown woman with a responsible job, may I just say, and quite the list of accomplishments, including the ability to make the perfect cup of tea. You make me forget all of that. You make me act as if I'm a 13-year-old. No. A 12-year-old. A 12-year-old who is just obsessed with you. Writing your name over and over on all of my notebooks. It's embarrassing. You make me nervous. Not scared of you nervous. Awkward nervous. I've had relationships. I talk to people all the time. I am not nervous. You make me nervous. And it's not fair. You fuck me up. And it's not fair. And frankly, I hate it. I really fucking hate it. Like, Oreo levels of hatred. Why are you still smiling? Maybe you're not as perfect as I thought. There might be something wrong in that head of yours. Oh, please stop smiling. It's not fair. I can't think when you smile at me like that. I can't think when you're this close. How you make me feel is just unfair and utterly fucked, but not in the way I want. I didn't say that. You imagined that because you're weird. But you're not. You make me feel. You give me butterflies. The kind that I thought that I had grown out of. The very thought of you thrills me. It exhausts me. You knacker me. But not in the way I want. I'm terrified. I'm terrified down to my very bones. The fact that someone like you, that you exist, it's fundamentally unfair to everyone else, believe me. And yet, fuck. And this is the fucking worst of it. I'm so fucking glad that you're here. Because the world needs 100, 1,000, millions, billions of you. The world needs more you. But for now, just one of you will do. No matter how much you fuck me up. But it is unfair. I'm not blushing. I don't have a crush on you. This is a scientific. Sod off. No, don't go. Oh, fuck! I've got a crush on you. Fuck. Stop smiling. I am so very